Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Changing mediums.
Well, Sesame Street is put out by PBS, and they do are owned by a not-for-profit, like the Children's Television Workshop or something like that.
Sounds right.
Sesame Workshop.
Okay. And now they're going to be on HBO?
That's correct.
So explain to me what's going on.
So does this mean that Sesame Street is now going to wind up being more adult-oriented?
I don't know, but that would be a little weird. So, I don't think so, though.
No, they're not.
Yeah. So, I like the beginning of this article here, the way it's written from the Daily News, is this report is brought to you today by the letters W, T, and F. Sesame Street is heading to HBO, the long-running children's television show announced Thursday, and its usual hour-long episodes will be cut down to 30 minutes. The Sesame Workshop, a nonprofit behind the beloved series, reached a partnership with the leading cable news network, HBO, to stream the next 5 seasons, officials said. Our new partnership with HBO represents a true winning public-private partnership model, Sesame's Workshop CEO Jeffrey Dunn said in a statement.
All right, hold on. So streaming generally means online.
Yes.
So is Sesame Street going to be part of the HBO Go thing, but
yes,
not necessarily broadcast on HBO?
I think it'll be both.
Okay.
So it says it provides the Sesame Workshop with the critical funding it needs to be able to continue the production of Sesame Street and secure its nonprofit mission of helping kids grow smarter, stronger, and kinder.
It turns out that Sesame Street is really expensive to produce, and sure, I didn't have any idea that was the case. Mostly it's funded by its
underwriters.
No. Sesame Street's funded by merchandising. And videos.
But I wonder if they're going to have a requirement for this to be broadcast for free. Because, I mean, if it's or streamed for free, because that was the whole point of, you know, Sesame Street before being able to be accessed by on public television. By poor people.
Hold on. But Sesame Street...
Poor people don't have HBO.
Sesame Street is owned by a not-for-profit, so there's no profit involved in it, but that not-for-profit gets money from PBS in order for PBS to air that program.
It's still going to be, but...
Right, yeah. But remember back during the 2012 election when Mitt Romney was saying something about, you know, like, pulling funds for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the whole thing of... Mitt Romney wants to kill Big Bird.
Well, of course, that's what people are going to say, but that's not it's not true. Plus,
right, I know it's not true.
Pulling funding for PBS could very well be the best thing that's ever happened to PBS.
Yes,
PBS doesn't make that much money from the government, and it's ridiculous.
Right. But like this whole thing, it seems as though like it's Big Bird killing Big Bird.
I don't know that Big Bird's killing anything. This is Big Bird evolving into
feathery
form.
The point, and Johnson, you were right on like the whole, you know, like we have to put this on free television because poor people. Like that's the whole point behind the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and PBS is to give educational television to poor people that can't afford.
They're still
going to
get it.
Do another episode of KJ.
You're not giving people HBO for free.
They're getting it on PBS. Hold on. What we don't understand, because we haven't had it given them the opportunity yet, is it's being sold to HBO, but HBO only gets a proprietary first shot at it for the first 9 months. Then PBS gets to air it after that.
Yes.
So everybody's getting their free Elmo.
Episodes which are trimmed in half after officials receive positive station and viewer feedback to the shorter episodes will now be made available on PBS after a 9-month window, officials said. Sesame Workshop will produce a Sesame Street Muppet spinoff series and create a new educational series for children. The new episodes will begin airing as late as fall 2015. Over the past decade, both the way in which children are consuming video and the economics of the children's television production business have changed dramatically, Joan Gans Cooney, the show's co-founder, said. In order to fund our nonprofit vision with a sustainable business model, Sesame Workshop must recognize these changes and adapt to the times. The decision to change the duration of the iconic series, which premiered in 1969, was jointly reached by PBS and Kids. Jointly reached by PBS Kids and Sesame Workshop through research and consideration. PBS Kids spokeswoman Maria Vera told the Daily News.
The whole thing of, like, we have to make it shorter because nobody has an attention span. Why not just make, like, 2-second videos? Right, like Vine is basically 6-second videos, and people love it because nobody has an attention span.
Well, most YouTube videos, I think they try to shoot for something less than 3 minutes, right?
I don't know.
I don't even like to watch them if they're more than a minute, frankly.
I think maybe younger kids. I mean, the whole point is to have it be at least some sort of educational lessons that are there, and I don't think that that's necessarily possible in that short of a format.
Right, I got the old school Sesame Streets on DVD. My son loves them.
Yeah, you know, like the whole thing, and I've noticed this on, you know, cartoons and a bunch of other stuff where, like, it just gets compressed down so far to where basically you're creating people to not have an attention span.
Right.
And then you're like, we don't know why nobody has an attention span no more.
Elmo doesn't know why anybody doesn't want to pay attention.
Pretty good Elmo.
So, PBS apparently tested out the half-hour episodes last September on weekday afternoons, and the longer version aired in weekday mornings. Most fans of the fictional, famously furry cast were in favor of the whittled-down episodes, Vera said. Following its debut in September, the half-hour format was well received by our viewers across on-air and digital platforms, and by our members.
An hour before that?
Yes.
Okay.
We have worked closely with Sesame Workshop to monitor its success since then, and jointly decided to transition to the half-hour format this fall. The Emmy-winning show garners more than 6 million young viewers across 150 countries each week, officials said. That's interesting. I didn't know that it aired in 150 countries. So.
I didn't realize it was so little. Like, it seems like more than 6 million people would watch Sesame Street.
I know. There are more, like, the 6 million is, like, so low today in viewership. I mean, there are, like...
Come on, really?
Yeah. There are viewerships. There are Twitch channels with kids watching video games that have more than 6 million views.
Well, that's a view.
No. Viewers. Like live streaming.
Huh.
Yeah, just kids watching video games.
I haven't even heard of Twitch.
Yeah. Well, that's sign of the times, man, for you. Twitch is probably the most watched form of entertainment in existence today. Yeah, it's,
and there was
blows away every other network out there.
There was some pretty big company that recently bought Twitch, but I forget who it was.
Ooh.
It was like Amazon or Google or something.
Maybe Google, but I don't know. So what does this mean for me that Sesame Street is now going to be owned by HBO? Not much. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to get it online.
Does Jack watch Sesame Street? Has he ever?
Not the new ones. He watches the old school ones.
Right, okay.
And
so video, then, right? Okay.
Has them on video. And
so then nothing at all.
There's plenty of stuff on Amazon Prime as far as, you know, children's educational stuff. He's really into the Magic School Bus right now, which is kind of science. This is a school bus that does weird things. Anyway.
I recently made a Magic School Bus reference in relation to Daryl.
Is Magic School Bus old?
Yes. Yeah, it's been around for a while. It's
been around for a while.
See, for me, it was Sesame Street. That was it for educational television.
Yeah. The Electric Company, there was...
Come on, wasn't Reading a Rainbow around at least? Or was that too late? Okay.
It wasn't Reading Rainbow. There was Mr. Rogers,
right,
which was more about sort of relationships than sort of learning as much, if that makes sense. Just how to be a good person.
Yeah.
And
I used to live in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Let me show you my sweater.
The town where he grew up. Latrobe, Pennsylvania. I lived there.
Yeah. I thought Mr. Rogers, I loved Mr. Rogers. I thought he was...
What was that creepy king guy on Mr. Rogers? What was his name?
I don't know.
The king of something.
Oh, the king of the land of make-believe.
Okay.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. I don't know.
I really like that guy. He's creepy.
Even Big Bird has to go capitalist. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been all over the board this evening, including the death penalty, Chelsea Manning being sent to confinement, yes means yes now on the ropes as far as college campuses go. And I guess Sesame Street's been sold to HBO. Daryl, there is a town in Delaware that apparently is filed for a Bearcat. A Bearcat is a
ballistic engineered armored response counter attack truck.
It's an armored truck. And it, these towns are getting them basically for free, government grant, but they have to sort of show cause.
They have to fill out a grant application, and the grant application is supposed to give legitimate reasons why one needs one of these ballistic engineered armored response counterattack trucks. And one of the reasons given here in tiny little Keene, New Hampshire, from which we broadcast, was pumpkins. And Pumpkin also, Fest. Yeah, there's this event, Pumpkin Fest, and they claim that somehow this ballistic engineered armored response counterattack truck that holds maybe like 12 people could possibly be used as an evacuation vehicle should terrorists decide to nuke Pumpkin Fest for some weird unknown reason. They also listed the Charles de Mar Marathon, which is a qualifier for the Boston Marathon, and that was basically it. Those were the reasons given in Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, but one of the situations here, I believe in Concord, when they were getting their Bearcat, they also listed Free Staters.
Free Staters, Occupy New Hampshire, and Sovereign Citizens.
Now, all three of us are Free Staters.
Yes.
We moved for the Free State Project here to New Hampshire. The idea is to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals into one state. At this point, more than 17,000 people have signed up, and you can join them by simply going to freestateproject.org and signing up. And the idea is that once you get 20,000 people to agree to move, that's when it kicks in. So you don't have to move until 20,000 other people say that they will, too.
5 years after 20,000 people say they will.
So you've got probably
7 years from today to wind up fulfilling your obligation once you sign, unless your intentions change. But it should be noted, speaking of Keene's Bearcat, that the only times it has actually been used are on calls for suicide or possible suicidal people. And I think once it got called for someone that allegedly had a hostage, but it turned out to be somebody accidentally locked a door. So, like, it's never been used. Even
they use it in parades all the time.
No, they've not used it in parades.
They park it at events.
They wheeled it out for Pumpkin Fest for a while.
They had it near Pumpkin Fest. It was not actually being used during the pumpkin riots. Oh. So, like, they're not actually using this thing for any kind of thing.
I consider parading it around to be using it. I mean, not really, like, using it.
Okay, they've also done, tactical drills.
Yeah.
But other than that and taking it to go get gassed up, it's not being used for anything other than, like, suicidal people. But let's get into the thing here about the town in Delaware. The story comes from Mother Jones. And Mother Jones actually obtained more than 450 police department requests for armored tactical vehicles from the Pentagon. And they have a list where you can actually search and find all of them. And they write, 1 year ago this week, hundreds of camouflaged officers in Ferguson, Missouri, bore down on residents protesting the police shooting of a unarmed teenager, Michael Brown. Riot cops, their faces sometimes concealed by gas masks, fired off tear gas canisters, and as they stood on top of hulking mine-resistant vehicles, they appeared to train their assault rifles on the crowds. On some nights, they greeted demonstrators with a storm of rubber bullets. Images of this chaos provoked a furious debate over the billions of federal dollars that have helped local police forces amass combat-style weapons, trucks, and armor. Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri echoed concerns from across the political spectrum, fumed that lawful, peaceful protesters did not deserve to be treated like enemy combatants. Law enforcement agencies responded by stoking old fears. No community, they argued, not even the smallest one is safe from the worst case scenarios like mass shootings, hostage situations, or terrorist attacks. The use of this military equipment has resulted in substantial positive impact on public safety and officer safety, according to the president of the Police Foundation,
right. Well, what is
Jeb Bierman.
I don't care about Jeb. What this does is it makes a chilling effect. It causes a chilling effect for protesters. If you see this big, scary truck out there, then I think I better get out of here before I get hurt.
You know, yes. I've got a plan that I think, Daryl, you're probably one of the few people I know who is, frankly, loony enough to try. But I think it would be amusing if you could find one of these cities that hasn't yet acquired a Bearcat and then go legally change your name to the city of whatever the city is, right? Get a legal name change and then apply for a Bearcat as this name.
That's a good idea, Steve. You should do that.
No, jokes. That always works.
The Lenco Corporation, which is who sells the Bearcats, they will not actually sell a Bearcat to anyone other than a government entity.
Right.
So
government entities often have armored vehicles that they use that they trade in basically to get the Bearcat, and so you can get the old version that they're selling online oftentimes.
Interesting. The story here from Mother Jones continues. It says, but in private, police justify these same programs in radically different ways. Mother Jones obtained more than 450 local requests filed over 2 years for what may be the most iconic piece of equipment in the debate over militarizing local police, the mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle, or MRAP. And an analysis of these documents reveals that in justifying their request, very few sheriffs and police chiefs cite active shooters, hostage situations, or terrorism as police advocates do in public. Instead, the single most common reason agencies requested these mine-resistant vehicles was, take a guess?
Citizens.
Johnson? No idea.
Drugs.
Okay.
To combat drugs. Fully a quarter of the 465 requests projected using the vehicle for drug enforcement. Almost half of all departments indicated that they sit within a region designated by the federal government as a high-intensity drug trafficking area. Nationwide, only 17% of counties are in high-intense drug trafficking areas. One out of six departments were prepared to use the vehicle to serve search or arrest warrants on individuals who had yet to be convicted of any crime. And more than a half of the departments indicated that they were willing to deploy armored vehicles in a broad range of special weapons and tactics raids, a.k.a. SWAT raids.
Hey, you know,
there's more.
I know there's more. I don't have a problem with the police having bulletproof vehicles, but I think they should paint them all pink. What do you think? 855-450-3733. That way they're not militarized. They're pink. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Does all the militarization of the police bother you? Because it bothers a lot of people, and it bothers me too. I think that police should be given tools to do their job. Among them, I don't have a particular problem with bulletproof vehicles. However, when you start giving them bulletproof vehicles and they're doing a job differently than other than what I think they should be doing, then they become a real problem. So I think this is about mission creep. This is about police being employed in the war on drugs that has eviscerated the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. And it's less about armored vehicles. But the armored vehicles are kind of an interesting outward
projection
of the problem with the police.
Right.
And these aren't local communities that are paying for this. This is the Department of Homeland Security that's giving them grants.
And the Bearcat, that's the Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck, has an add-on that you can actually wind up injecting gas, like noxious gas, into someone's homes through their door.
It's like a giant
Why
harpoon
do you need
that,
that to protect against... They're saying here drugs, like we might have to go bust somebody for drugs. We might have to serve a search warrant. We might have to give someone a summons to court.
We need to protect people from drugs by smashing through the walls of their house and spraying it with drugs.
The real quick, you can get news on Free Talk Live. We have a weekly email list update thing that we do, plus Facebook, Google+, Twitter. All that information is at news.freetalklive.com. you know, if a police, if the police are going into a dangerous situation and they, for whatever reason, need to throw gas in a house, I'm not going to claim that they never need to throw gas in a house. They have set houses on fire with those gas, you know, canisters.
Yes.
In the past. They burn people's houses to the ground and killed innocent people in the process.
Yes.
An injector on the front of this armored vehicle where nobody has to worry about getting shot while putting gas in the house might be a good idea.
Yeah, it's always good to drive a vehicle into the side of someone's house. That's a good idea.
Well, it has it's a long pole thing that will do it, and it's mainly for wooden houses that wouldn't really work on a metal or on a stone.
Although it would be fun to watch them try.
There's also a turret. For, you know, this yes. vehicle. And that's disturbing,
Wolverines!
Too.
That way you can throw the search warrant at the people as you drive by, and you don't actually have to come in contact with them.
The turret is not a turret, like, with a gun on it. It's a turret where a person
it could be.
With a gun
yeah.
is encamped. So yeah. it's basically like this... It's this blockade, this metal barrier where somebody can sort of get a good, you know, set their gun up and be a very small target at the same time.
Right. Yes.
And look, I get why that might be, you know, why do armored trucks have little holes where you can stick a gun out of them? It's because sometimes you might need to use a gun in those circumstances.
Get a tripod with a little magnetic base. Just.
Again, I think that this comes down to. The war on drugs has eviscerated the Fourth and Fifth Amendments. Nobody would be having a problem with police officers being protected while they having the right equipment to protect themselves while they do their job if the police officers' jobs hadn't gotten to be such a threat to a free way of life. At this point, there's a book out there. It's written. It's called Three Felonies a Day. I don't know. If every American commits three felonies, the average American commits three felonies a day, as the book sort of posits. But I can tell you a lot of people who are listening to me right now are breaking the law and don't even know it. And if a police officer wants to arrest you, they can make up something.
Yes.
There's a problem with that. There's a big problem with that. No police officer should have that level of power. No individual should be given the level of power that they can just make something up and put you in a cage. They should have, you know, due process of law and all those sorts of things. And then, at that point, if they need a vehicle to protect themselves from the bullets raining down upon them from some evil, maniacal mastermind who happens to be holed up in their home, fine and dandy, they should have that equipment. The problem is... They have made themselves the villains in this scenario. Many Americans think that police are villains, and that's a problem. That's a problem of the police's making.
Yeah, so the article here continues. It says, by contrast, and that's contrasting the 25% of applications that list drug enforcement, the 17% that say... delivering search warrants or arrest warrants. By contrast, only 8% mention the possibility of a barricaded gunman. For hostage situations, the number is 7%. For active shooters, 6%. Only a handful of the 465 applications for armored vehicles, only a handful mentioned downed officers or the possibility of terrorism. Peter Kroska, professor at Eastern Kentucky University, says, quote, this is a great example of how police as an institution talk to each other privately versus how they talk to the public and journalists who might raise questions about what they're doing with this equipment. He did a study years ago about police militarization. When police are pressured in public, he says, they're going to say, what about Columbine? Or point to all of these extremely rare circumstances. The request for these armored vehicles flowed to a massive Pentagon program known as the 1033 program that has given communities across the country a total of $5.6 billion in combat equipment left over from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And that includes 625 MRAPs. And I just want to point out, this is only talking about the 1033 program that runs through the Pentagon. The Bearcat that was received by the Keene Police Department.
That's from Homeland Security.
That's from Homeland Security through a grant from FEMA, which is not covered by this 1033 program. It's a completely different program.
Yeah, so the police are getting lots of militarized equipment, and when you think about 50,000 SWAT raids per year in this country, that's a lot of SWAT raids. And the problem is that, you know, I mean, many of them, if you just remove the fact that, if you forget about for a second that that this is a war on drugs issue and that most SWAT raids are on people that are supplying something to the marketplace that other people are willing to pay for, highly inflated prices, but that's the war on drugs for you. That's how prohibition works. If you remove that from the situation and you start realizing that everybody makes mistakes and these police are raiding the wrong houses, they're killing people's children and their dogs and citizens
and never being held accountable for it.
Right.
Because of all of these different kinds of immunities that legislators have given them or the courts have given them.
Well, who's responsible? The person who planned it? The person who was in charge of it? The person who pulled the trigger? The person who was, you know, went along with them?
Yes.
I would say all of them, right? I mean, if the person driving a getaway on a bank robbery and somebody gets killed in the bank, the person driving the getaway car gets charged with murder.
Yes. I have an idea out there. You know, I hope that as the drug war ends, because I think it's got to be an eventuality at this point, as all the polls are showing that it's definitely moving in that direction, at least for marijuana, for sure, that someone could probably make a pretty nice business converting those stupid things into snow plows. Because, I mean, realistically, the cities are not going to be able to just get rid of these things, so there's got to be a use for them. So my use, I would guess, would be snow plow.
I think that these are pretty expensive vehicles, and it...
So are the big commercial snowplows. You know, the big ones, the ones that push a lot of snow.
They're made for that job. I don't think that...
These things are made to push through them. They're tanks. I mean, you want to push a bunch of snow, use a tank.
Maybe. I mean, this isn't a pickup truck with a snowplow attached.
No, I'm talking like the big snowplows. You know, the ones that the big highway ones or whatever.
Those things are huge, and
yeah.
Maybe they could push it. Maybe they couldn't. I don't know.
I think that they could.
855-450-3733. Are you disturbed by the militarization of the police?
Do you have creative alternative uses for MRAPs?
What color do you think they should paint their MRAPs? 855-450-3733.
Ginto.
855-450-free.
Rainbows.
Put free the nipple on the side. 855-450-free. Free Talk Live.
Attention, business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. The AMP program. What the AMP program allows you to do is to fund the spreading of the ideas of liberty. I would say that there are very few organizations. I'd be willing to go so far as to say Free Talk Live is the most efficient use of your sort of charitable liberty dollar. And by that, I mean that we, and you know, many of these think tanks and that sort of thing, people are getting paid huge paychecks. Not to say they're not worth it. They're doing great academic work and that kind of thing. Free Talk Live is bringing the message of liberty to people who are listening to their talk radio stations, the same stations they're hearing Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity on. They're hearing Free Talk Live, and that is invaluable work, work that is not being done by any other organization or very few other organizations out there. And you can support us by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Your $5 a month entitles you to some great perks, including what I think is the best one, is because I participate in a lot, is the Amplifier-only Facebook page and group or whatever the hell it is.
It's a group.
Whatever it is. Anyway, you can post things there and we chit-chat and have a great old time. So you've kind of become the Free Talk Live board of directors by joining the AMP program because you participate in many of the decisions that we make for the, you know, the organization and that sort of thing. So amp.freetalklive.com, please go ahead and join up now. I know you've been thinking about doing it. You've been thinking it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Go ahead. Sign up now. amp.freetalklive.com.
So, Mark, Daryl, I know you guys are Android users, both of you, right?
Yes, I am.
So
yes.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of AirDrop? For Apple,
I can handle a phone that has more than one button.
Hold on, yes. AirDrop. Isn't that when like a military plane flies over and then they drop a bunch of supplies?
And that
somewhere?
Is exactly why this feature was named that way. It is a feature, and I don't know if Android has an equivalent, but it's a feature.
Are local police getting those?
What, iPhones?
No, military airplanes to.
I think
like
that they actually have
stuff.
Those really, really big planes. That's how they drop off the Bearcats, is they just parachute them in. but AirDrop, this feature on phones, allows users to instantly transfer files from phone to phone to other users who are within proximity. So, like, let's say one of you guys also had an iPhone and was in the room and you had AirDrop turned on. I could send you files directly from my phone to yours without needing Wi-Fi or any sort of connection. It would be very fast.
So it's like an NFC Bluetooth sort of thing?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm wondering, does Android have any sort of similar feature where you can send files over NFC or Bluetooth? Or
There was something that I heard about. I think it's FireChat.
Okay.
I think that's the name of it.
FireChat's an app that allows people to do that. And that was interesting because FireChat was used a lot in Egypt.
Yes.
During the thing. So, yeah, that's
right.
Interesting.
When governments are like, oh, there's protesters, so telephone companies, shut off all of your towers.
Yeah. I don't think FireChat ever took off in the same way that AirDrop is available on every single iPhone, but maybe there's something, or maybe they'll add something in the near future. The news here is that a woman may have been the first person ever to have become the victim of what police term as a new crime, cyber flashing. Cyber flashing. The British Transport Police are investigating after 34-year-old Lorraine Crichton Smith received two images of a stranger's penis on her iPhone as she sat on a train in London. I had AirDrop switched on because I had been using it previously to send photos to another iPhone user. And a picture appeared on the screen of a man's penis, which I was quite shocked by. Miss Grant Smith told
the BBC.
She
probably wondered how the heck it got there.
Like, what? Like, blink? Whoa! She declined the image, but then received another similar picture, leading her to believe they were being sent by a person on the train.
It's funny.
I felt violated. It was a very unpleasant thing to have been forced upon my screen. What's the next stage from sending a naked photograph to a stranger? What happens next? Was he getting any sort of gratification from it? AirDrop is...
Oh, my God. It's a period thoughts that must be going through this head.
Yeah.
You know, he played a joke on me, and he's thinking dirty thoughts at the same time.
Yeah. AirDrop is a contact-sharing device on Apple iPhones, iPads, and Macs, and can be open to messages from anyone. Ms. Crichton Smith said that she uses her first name on AirDrop, so the sender knew that he was sending his disgusting pictures to a woman. BTP Superintendent Gil Murray said an incident involving AirDrop was new to the police, and they have brought in the cybercrime unit who will look into the case. She said it dealt with cases involving Bluetooth, but an incident via AirDrop was new to us. However, she pointed out that because Ms. Crichton Smith did not accept the image, it was not saved onto her phone, so there will be very little evidence to work with.
Okay, so even if she did save the picture, what are they going to do? Get a search warrant for every man that lives in a 100-mile radius?
Can you show us your junk?
You must show us a photo of your junk taken from this exact angle.
Imagine that...
cough twice.
There's no guarantee that the picture that this guy sent was his own junk.
I mean,
you know, I'm
he downloads pictures from Grindr and like, this is a funny looking one. Everybody should see it.
And I wonder when the pranks from this are going to start becoming like cyber crimes. Like, you know, so you're sending your friends Goatsy and they're like, oh, I'm so offended.
Right. Goatsy is offensive, is. But yeah. I wouldn't propose that anybody go to jail for sending it.
Lemon party. You know?
And kids don't go look at that.
No.
It's bad things.
Don't Google any of these terms ever.
ever. But I mean, you know, when you think about a penis, the average penis, by definition, half of all penises are below average in aesthetic value, right? So therefore, this guy may choose to go find one that is aesthetically more. He's got a 50-50 shot that his is not aesthetically pleasing.
Hold on, you're off on your math.
Yeah,
half of them would be below the median, but not necessarily below the average.
Explain that to me.
Because you can have an average that is higher or lower than the median based on the sums that are compiled.
Okay. All right. I guess you're right. They're half or below the median, not below the average.
But, yes.
You know, they are going to be below average because there are 3 billion of them. So we're not talking about a situation, and they're all generally similar looking. So it's going to be the same number anyway.
Not necessarily. I mean, think about it. If you have, like, you know, 30 people that have an IQ of 100.
One of them that looks like Justin Bieber, and that he's going to throw off, that penis is going to throw off the numbers. Is that what you're claiming?
Sure.
Yeah, it would.
I'm curious how you know what Justin Bieber's penis looks like.
I don't know. I said the penis looked like Justin Bieber, which I guess is a good-looking young man.
Hold on, so are you calling Justin Bieber a penis?
I'm not calling him anything. I'm just saying
I'm just confused about this analogy, whether you're talking about Justin Bieber.
Webcam users are in for a treat to watch Mark turning it
or
a shade of red.
You're talking about Justin Bieber's penis.
Cam.freetalklive.com. So, all I'm saying is this guy just as likely sent a picture that is not of himself. That's my only claim. Like, he's probably got a little bitty willy.
And you know this because you're the person that sent the photo?
No, I know this because he spends his time sending...
He sent the photo to you as well?
Pictures to people on a train. He's not even productive enough to be having something to do or a little video game to pass his time.
Now, how do you know that this flasher is a size queen? Maybe he, wants to be out there and, show off what he's got.
Maybe he's got the biggest one in all of London and he thinks everybody should see it.
Maybe so.
He could be, hideously deformed and still want to show it off.
I suppose that's the case. Let's go to John calling in on Skype.
John Thomas.
Moments left, so
wait,
I'm not going to
John,
this
please
off.
Save the show.
Yeah, John, I've got my finger on the dump button. You do anything crazy, man, you're out of here.
Oh, no, I don't want to do anything crazy. I was just going to talk to you about the MRAPs you guys were talking about.
Oh, good, thank you.
I was a cop, and I was... up until April this year, and I was on the SWAT team for 7 years, so I've been in one and been around them and used them.
So the town that you lived in, or the city that you lived in, what was the rationale given by the police department as far as why they needed this thing?
Well, the rationale was, number one, it was free, of course, and it's like a $250,000 piece of equipment that was offered to us for free.
Who doesn't take a free bulletproof truck?
Exactly, right? I wish I had my own.
Would you accept a pink one?
A pink one, sure.
What do you think the reaction of the guys on the force would be, though?
If they were forced to have their MRAP pink.
If it was pink, we'd probably have to get in the paint shop eventually.
Yeah. That'd be part of the contract. It had to stay pink.
I like that.
Well, they probably would have taken this still.
Or like the Onion article where they changed the police's uniforms to purple to go with the pink.
Yeah. Well, the main reason, ours was just rationale, as you said, it wasn't just used willy-nilly. We only used it if we had, the potential to barricade the subject. And the main thing is that way, instead of us hunkering down behind trees and cars and hoping they'd stop a bullet, we could actually sit in front of the house and wait for them.
Freetalk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Freetalk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.